KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fair to mostly clear skies, and it's 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog possible this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies today. High of 76 with winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Flu season is approaching soon, and Atlantic Medical Center RHC is making it easier for you to get your annual flu vaccine. This year, options include drive-through appointments, immunizations at school, and satellite clinics in Anita, Griswold, and Messina. The drive-through flu shots will begin this Monday, September 27th, and continue through the end of October. Cass Health Chief Clinic Administrator Tammy Byerline says patients loved the convenience of the drive-through appointments last year and were happy to offer the service again. Appointments can be made by calling 712-243-2850. Appointments are available on Monday and Friday mornings from 8 a.m. to noon and on Wednesday afternoons from 2 until 6 p.m. The drive-through will be located in the curved driveway on 10th Street at the top of the staff parking lot, which is Lot D. Students with the Atlantic High School, Atlantic Middle School, and Cam and Griswold can receive their shots at school this year. Byerline says flu shots will be available at most schools this year, which is a great option for busy families. Parents who want their student to receive the flu shot at school need to complete the required consent form. You can download it at casshealth.org and then return it to the school by October the 1st. And while drive-through flu shots will not be available at Atlantic Medical Center's satellite locations in Anita, Griswold, and Messina, you still can receive your flu shot at each clinic. Byerline says, we encourage people to call ahead and make sure that we have the flu vaccine readily available at that particular location you're interested in. Most of the time, she says, we're able to make same-day appointments to those folks to stop in and get their flu shot. We do our best to make it quick and easy, so calling ahead helps us be prepared for the patient. Well, an accident involving a semi-tractor-trailer rollover had eastbound Interstate 80 in Adair County blocked in both lanes and traffic being rerouted Friday afternoon. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the accident happened near Greenfield, exit 86. Eastbound traffic was diverted to an alternate exit and around the crash scene before getting back on the interstate. Additional information is currently not available. Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to two separate accidents during the past week. Officials say on Wednesday, September 22nd, an accident occurred on eastbound Interstate 80 in Cass County. Trevor Dean Bennett of Davenport was traveling east in a 2015 Ford Fusion. A semi-tractor trailer had braked ahead of the car, causing the vehicle to strike the rear of the semi-trailer. The semi-truck continued on and did not stop. Bennett suffered minor injuries and was transported to Cass County Hospital by Cass County EMS. And on September 17th, Cass County deputies responded to an accident scene at Highway 71 and Interstate 80. Officials say Changaz Khan of Stockton, California, was traveling west, or rather driving a 2017 Freightliner semi and leaving the I-80 westbound exit ramp when he failed to yield, striking another semi that was traveling southbound on Highway 71. The 2009 semi-truck driven by Richard Allen Hansen of Atlantic was struck in the rear driver's side of the trailer. Khan was treated at the scene for minor injuries. Well, a funeral for a Western Iowa man who died on a date which will live in infamy will be held today in Audubon County. Eli Olson of Exira was a 23-year-old Navy Petty Officer 3rd Class and a storekeeper on board the USS Oklahoma when it was sunk and rolled over during the December 7, 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. According to the U.S. Navy, 388 of the 429 sailors were recovered from the ship off Ford Island. Of those, 35 were initially identified. The rest were interred as unknowns in two separate Hawaiian cemeteries. In an effort to identify the remains, began in 2015 in earnest through DNA analysis, Olson's identity was confirmed in September of 2017. They were transported from Omaha to Audubon this past Tuesday as the entourage escorting him home was on its way to the funeral home area residents lined Highway 71 and communities along the way to show their support. Funeral services for Petty Officer Olson will take place this morning at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Interment will be in the Exira Cemetery, and the casket bearers will be the United States Navy personnel. The family invites everyone to the Exira American Legion Park for a luncheon following the committal service. There will be some seating available, but everyone is encouraged to bring their own chairs. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered that all flags be lowered to half-staff today from sunrise to sunset in honor of the Iowan killed at Pearl Harbor who was being laid to rest. As we mentioned, Eli Olson was a petty officer serving on the Oklahoma, was sunk by Japanese pilots. Olson's remains were only recently identified, and as we mentioned, services are being held at the Exira Lutheran Church at 10:30. a tree that can live as long as 3,000 years, according to ArborDay.org, will be planted by the Atlantic High School class of 1970 this afternoon on the grounds of the high school. Dr. Tressa Wilcox of Atlantic says a ginkgo tree will be planted at 2 p.m. today by the east drive of the high school. The 50-plus-1 event was delayed due to the pandemic. The AHS class of 1970, she says, planted a ginkgo tree back in 1970 also.
We wanted to kind of revisit that event. That was done on the first Earth Day, or in celebration of the first Earth Day. And that tree was picked because of our science teacher, Mr. Clausen, who promoted it because it was such an ancient tree and went back in time. So we planted the ginkgo then. He was still around, and our teacher, and now he's gone, but we're kind of saluting him and repeating what we did on the first Earth Day.
The class of 1970 planted their first tree on the grounds of a downtown Atlantic City park. Wilcox says it can be found on the northeast side and a little toward the center part of the park, and she says that that first tree is doing very well.
You can recognize it by the fan-shaped leaves of the ginkgo tree, and it's a wonderful tree.
Since they graduated, the AHS class of 70 has lost 35 of their classmates.
We're going to have a little remembrance of them and have their pictures and kind of just name the list of people and think about that.
Dr. Wilcox says school officials have been very supportive of the tree planting.
They have a program called Jobs for American Graduates, and those students have dug the hole and are going to help us plant it. So, and they're also going to take care of it and water it through the winter, or through the first frost or the hard frost.
The hole the tree will be located in is deep enough for that 12-foot-tall ginkgo tree. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.